Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now, we're going to make our way through the end of Exodus chapter 34, verses 19 through 35 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. All that opens the womb is mine, and all your livestock that is male, the firstborn of cow and sheep, you shall redeem the firstborn of a donkey with a lamb. If you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck. You shall redeem all the firstborn of your sons. No one shall appear before me empty. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest you shall rest. You shall observe the feast of weeks with the first fruits of wheat harvest and the feast of harvest at the year's end. 3 times in the year all your males shall appear before the Lord Yahweh, the God of Israel, for I will drive out the nations before you and enlarge your borders. Neither shall any man desire your land when you go up to appear before Yahweh, your God, 3 times in the year. You shall not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. The sacrifice of the feast of the Passover shall not be left to the morning. You shall bring the first of the first fruits of your ground to the house of Yahweh your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. Yahweh said to Moses, "Write these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." He was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tablets of the covenant in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mountain, Moses didn't know that the skin of his face shone by reason of his speaking with him. When Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were all afraid to come near him. Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke to them. Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them all the commandments that Yahweh had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. When Moses was done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before Yahweh to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke to the children of Israel that which he was commanded. The children of Israel saw Moses' face, that the skin of Moses' face shone. So Moses put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with him. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, Lord, Moses was shiny because he couldn't help but contain the glory of being in your presence with you. And Lord, that's what I pray for us today, that you would shinify us, that when we spend time with you in your presence, that people would notice. Lord, there have been times in my life, especially when I'm traveling and I'm unknown to anyone around me, where I will run into another Christ follower and we just immediately know that each of us follows Jesus. It's really a fun thing to happen. It's almost as if we can detect that shininess on the other. And so, Lord, in other words, we're transformed when we spend time with you. And Lord, this past couple weeks have been a bit rough for me. And so what I should have done was spend more time with you and gotten shiny. What I did instead was work, and exercised my fear rather than my faith. So I just ask for your forgiveness right now. I pray you would forgive me for chasing after work more than chasing after you. Lord, thank you that you're a gracious and forgiving God, and in your presence is fullness of joy. And so, Lord, I pray that your presence would go with us, that we would experience it in ways that we haven't before. I pray that you would bring worship songs to mind this week, that we would hum and praise and worship you with everything inside of us. Lord, thank you for meeting with Moses on top of the mountain, but also in the valley, in that tent. And so, Lord, sometimes things are going really well and we're on the mountaintop and we're experiencing you in a positive and amazing way. And then we have to go back into the real world and we're in the valley. But we, because of what Moses did in that tent of meeting, we see that we can actually meet with you in the valley as well. And so, Lord, I pray for my friend who's in the valley today, and I pray that you would be the lifter of his head, lifter of her head, that you would show next steps, that your word would be show the what is the next thing that we need to do, the next right thing. Lord, I pray for hope. I pray for a way through. I pray for all of those broken relationships that we face that cause our face to unshine. I pray instead that you would shine on us and give us wisdom on how to pursue those relationships, or when to say no to those relationships, or when to confront, or when to walk away. Lord, you are a relational God, and you love to give us this information and this strength and this guidance. We trust you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Kirsten Panakada, and she's written a book called Among Lions, Fighting for Faith and Finding Your Rest While Parenting a Child with Mental Illness. And this is basically a self-care guide for parents who have kids battling mental illness. And you can go to her blog. It's Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N-P, P stands for her last name, .com. That's kirstenp.com. And there is a freebie for anyone who subscribes to our newsletters, and it's called 7 Days of Prayer for a Hurting Child. So if you relate to this, or you know someone in your life who has a child with mental illness and the parents are struggling, you can send them to kirstenp.com, or let them know about Among Lions, Fighting for Faith and Finding Your Rest While Parenting a Child with Mental Illness. In this book, she helps you with defense strategies. She gives you illustrations from both her experience and other people's experience. She applies scripture to that particular heartache. And she also has research and advice from mental health professionals and practical steps that you can take as a parent of someone battling mental illness. And so pick up this book today, or go to kirstenp.com and get that freebie. Thank you, Kirsten, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I really appreciate you.